Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Dwayne has gotten Delton a job selling shoes. While Delton is at work, Dwayne goes shopping. Somewhere in the dull brick shopping mall.
Well, gosh, this sure is a wonderful mall. Now, where's that music coming from? I think I'll go check it out.
At least this job has given me some insights into myself. I never realized it before, but I really hate shoes. Oh, here comes a customer.
You're new. Where's Mrs. Plythe?
Mrs. Plythe is at lunch. I am Delton T. Horn. And yes, it's really me.
Mrs. Plythe usually waits on me personally. I'm a regular customer.
But she isn't here.
I understand. Well, I guess you'll have to do then.
Fine. Well, what can I do for you?
I think I'll take a pair of penny loafers today.
All right. What size?
Give me the largest pair you've got.
Now, your feet don't look all that big.
Didn't you ever hear of the customer's always right?
All right. I'm supposed to be nice to you, Claude, anyway. Wait a minute. Here's a pair of size 17 penny loafers. Will they do?
They'll be perfect.
Shall I wrap them for you?
No, thanks. I'll eat them here. Yum, yum. These sure are good.
I wish I could think of something to say now.
Hi.
Well, who are you?
I'm Dwayne. Delton and I live in the mall now.
Cool. We hang out in the mall a lot. But to actually live here? Far out.
Yeah. Say, you guys don't happen to be malloids, are you?
Yeah. What of it? Good afternoon.
Another customer. I don't know if I can handle these crowds all by myself. Can I help you?
I hope so. Yeah. I'd like to buy a pair of penny loafers.
You're not going to eat them here, are you?
Certainly not. I intend to wear them.
Well, it takes all kinds, I guess. Now, what size do you wear?
Actually, I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'd better measure your feet then.
Very well.
Just sit down right here, and I'll just remove your shoe, and I'll try to remove... Rather tight, aren't they?
Yes.
Here it comes. There. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I suppose not.
Now let me just see your foot here.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I don't suppose I could sell you a pair of odor eaters while we're at it.
Certainly not. I have no use for them.
Hey, you want to guess again on that?
What?
Oops. Nothing.
Well, I never! What on earth is that?
I don't know. Rather sounds like a herd of goats being forcibly painted against their will.
Hey, Dum-Dum-Dum, how's it going?
Dwayne, what do you have on your shoulder?
Oh, it's my mini boombox. I was made an honorary malloid.
Well, I'm certainly not going to put up with this. Such rudeness! I'll never shop in this store again!
Gee, was my music too loud or something?
Yes, but never mind about that, Dwayne. Help me find the air freshener.
Okay.
Tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Roger Studi and Lynn Dillingham with Claire Stutzman, Senyata Stutzman, and Teresa Kittner as the Malloids.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.